This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Chuang on Friday, the 20th of May. But we're turning our attention now to one of our favorite topics, Elon Musk. It's been more than a month since Elon Musk made the offer to purchase Twitter for $44 billion. However, this week, he has put the deal on hold over concerns that the amount of fake accounts on the platform could be up to 20% or more, in contrast with Twitter's official estimate of 5% out of its daily users.
Musk himself has said that the deal cannot progress until he has more details. So the question is the world's richest man getting cold feet from the Twitter deal? And of course, in other related news, Tesla lost its spot on the S&P Global Indexes that tracks companies on their ESG standard. S&P said basically cited concerns related to racial discrimination and, of course, crashes and mortalities linked to its auto drive vehicle. Tesla stock down 30% year to date.
So for some thoughts on what's happening on the Twitter and Tesla front, we speak to Daniel Ives, Managing Director at Wedbush Securities. Dan, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Always good to have you. Now, Musk thinks the real level of spam bots on Twitter is around 20% rather than the official figure of 5%. I'm wondering, why does this change his valuation of the deal?
I mean, this has always been a big issue around the Twitter platform in terms of the spam bot issue. And at the core, it's really how many users do they really have? Now, Musk talking about 20%, Twitter talking about 5%, it's probably somewhere in between. Now, I continue to believe this is more Musk getting cold feet with the deal looking for a scapegoat. The bot issue is well known. It's probably higher than 5%. But again, this is, you know, really developing into a circus.
Yeah, Dan, I also want to ask you about the terms of the users, right? In terms of traction on users and subscribers, what's your view of that?
Look, I think the big issue with Twitter is in the social media arms race. I mean, they've been on the outside looking in. Their ability to monetize users has been disappointing, which is why we're in this situation in terms of Musk, you know, looking to buy Twitter. The problem comes down to, you know, can you monetize it and how hard it's going to be to turn around? I do believe Musk, the market's changed dramatically the last 30 days. $300 billion's come off of Tesla stock. And I think that's really changed his calculation with the Twitter deal.
Yeah, Dan, I also want to get some into your head in terms of something you tweeted 6 days ago. You talked about how the current decline in share prices, especially tech in America, is a generational buying opportunity. Do you still hold firm to that prognosis? And if so, what kind of stocks should people be looking at?
Yeah, and we view this, it's a have and have not. In other words, there's companies going to go away like they did in the 2000 bubble. But when we look at cloud, look at names like Microsoft, the cloud stories at Amazon, Google, cybersecurity, names like Zscaler, CrowdStrike, Palo Alto, and of course, you know, our top pick, Apple. You know, I view that as generational in terms of, you know, I believe right now you're seeing kind of tech indiscriminately sold off. And I think these are names, Apple front and center. I think we're going to look out next 3-4 years. And this is going to be, you know, a stock that goes, I believe, you know, it wouldn't be out of the question to see a $4 trillion market cap when we look out the next 3-4 years.
Just coming back to the Twitter saga, Dan, I mean, you've said that the spam bots reasoning is a smokescreen. The real reason is perhaps the impact that we're seeing on Tesla, or the broader market impact that we're seeing on Tesla. So what do you think will happen moving forward? What permutations of the deal might emerge? Is it just a matter of Elon Musk wanting a lower price tag for Twitter at this moment?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, I think right now, 60% chance that he tries to walk, pay the $1 billion breakup fee, and move on. Now, again, Twitter's board, they'll fight that in courts, and that will ultimately, you know, I think be a very sticky situation, because I think they'll argue that he can't walk away in this issue. Then ultimately, he's driving ultimately a lower price, because $54.20 is not happening. Okay, can he drive a lower price in negotiation into the low to mid 40s? That's kind of right now where this sits, and the street's trying to figure out his next poker move.
Yeah, and then, of course, Tesla still front and center of the news flow. The S&P removing Tesla from the ESG index on the S&P. I want to talk about a recent tweet that Elon Musk put out saying that he spent only 5% of his time on Twitter. The rest of the time's on Tesla. You have reduced your price target from $1,400 to $1,000 on Tesla, and now it's trading $709. Should investors start to crowd into this trade at this point in time?
Look, and I think Musk tweeting about that, because we talked about it and we talked about it today, like, this has turned into just a Twilight Zone situation. And the view is perception's reality. You know, Musk, at a time that Tesla needs him the most, given what we're seeing in China, zero COVID lockdowns, what that's doing to supply, demand, you're going to have a soft delivery number from Tesla for June. And I think that's starting to be reflected in the stock. I believe once they get past that, then you'll start to see smoother seas ahead. And I think the stock will then start to re-rate higher. But for right now, you need Musk navigating this plane through the storm. And the perception of investors is that right now he's focused on other things, including Twitter. And I think that's really started to become a frustrating situation for the stock.
Yeah, one of the reasons why you downgraded the price target for Tesla was the fact that Shanghai, the factory there, has stopped production due to the COVID policies. What's your sense of the Chinese economic engine at this point in time, especially from the context of the tech stocks?
Look, China is the epicenter, it's the hearts and lungs of the Tesla story. And right now, especially given where the factory operates because of the zero COVID issues, it's been starts and stopped the last month in terms of Shanghai. The other problem is in terms of deliveries, logistically, that's been, I'll call it an epic disaster, just due to the actual deliveries. And that's why, you know, we reduced our price target and maintained the buy, but it's really to reflect lower deliveries and lower targets for the next 1-2 quarters. And especially in a, you know, in a market like this, that the stocks are going to lower multiple.
Dan, can I get a reaction from you on Tesla's removal from the S&P 500 ESG index this week? Elon Musk definitely wasn't very happy about that. Do you see any fallout for Tesla stock on this?
I mean, look, that was a shocker. And I think, it just does not make sense, I mean, fundamentally. But I think it shows that when it comes to ESG investing, it's a spider web. It's very complex. Some will argue both ways, you know, one way or another. I think the fact that they got taken out of the ESG index is a head scratcher. Mm.
You don't see the stock going down further specifically because of this, though? Do you think that will have some kind of impact on how investors view Tesla?
No, I don't think that in itself really moves the needle. I think the biggest issue comes down to the Musk distraction, comes down to China. Because that's the key in terms of from a supply-demand perspective. And I think as they kind of navigate through this with Berlin, Austin ramping, I think that will be the key. Mm. But look, no doubt, I mean, this has really been – it's a fork in the road time for the Tesla story. And I think Musk is starting to get the message loud and clear that the antics, they're not being taken well in a historic sell-off market. And I think, you know, I think the Musk is starting to get that message loud and clear.
Okay. And final question then, Dan. In this region, I mean, this was something that we watched with excitement on this side. I mean, all eyes were on Musk's meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo last week. It caused a lot of headlines on that. Do you see that Tesla could have any plans for expansion in Southeast Asia at this point? Or is perhaps the current climate just not permissive of such investment?
Well, I think Indonesia would probably be front and center. You know, and obviously, he's expressed interest in that, and you've seen the meetings because of the supply issues. I mean, especially when we look at battery supply, that's going to be a constraint going into 2025, 2026. And I think if there's one area that he expands into, Indonesia could be one of them.
Dan, thanks as always for the chat. That was Dan Ives, Managing Director at Wedbush Securities, giving us his take on what's happening on Twitter and also with Tesla, just the many challenges that Elon Musk faces in navigating the currents.
Yeah, so if you have courage, and of course, as they say, courage, fortune favors the brave, Tesla 709, his price target 1,000, cut from 1,004. Look, I mean, if you believe that Tesla is going to be part of the future narrative, including companies at Tesla, like Apple, then, you know, if you have the courage, you know, something interesting to think about at this point in time.
All right. May the odds be ever in your favor. 7:46 in the morning. Up next, Australians go to the polls tomorrow. What's at stake? We'll discuss. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.